Want to know how to get more money and prepare for your financial future? Sound interesting? Hi, I'm Rob West. We'd all like to have more money, and there's nothing wrong with that if we have the right motivation. I'll talk about that. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. It's great to have you along today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, every few weeks on our Monday program, we revisit the five things you can do with money. Here they are. You can earn it, live on it, give it away, owe it to someone or the government, or grow it for the future by saving and investing. So again, those five, and they're easy to remember: earn, live, give, owe, and grow. Today, my focus is on the last of those, growing your money for the future by investing. Now, don't think this doesn't apply to you. If you have a 401k at work or an individual retirement account, you are an investor. I want to emphasize two things. One, I've already mentioned, having the right motivation. And the second is learning what you need to know about investing. Let's talk first about motivation. If your reason for investing is to get rich quick, I have a warning for you. Actually, Jesus has a warning for you. He said in Luke 12:15 to be on guard against every form of greed. Greed takes our eyes off God and puts them on ourselves. The drive for more, for me, is spiritually dangerous, and it's also likely to be a recipe for unhappiness. Ecclesiastes 5:10 says, "Anyone who loves money never has enough. Anyone who loves wealth is never satisfied with what he gets." That said, investing for the future, if you have the right motivation, is commended in Scripture. Proverbs 21:20 says, "There is precious treasure and oil in the home of the wise, but a foolish person swallows it up." Or as the Living Bible puts it, "The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets." So this is the right motivation, the desire to be a good steward, preparing today as best you can for the needs of days and years to come. So how do you prepare? Well, you could stash money in a savings account, and you should for shorter term needs and for an emergency fund. But savings accounts, even the highest paying ones, will not keep up with inflation. Money put in a savings account will lose value over time. So to keep pace with inflation or to outdistance it requires putting your money in things that tend to grow as the economy grows. For most of us, that means investing in the stock market, and you can do that in a way that is balanced, not reckless. That brings us to learning what you need to know about investing. We have guests on this program regularly who talk about wise approaches to investing, so I won't go into detail about that now, except to say that it's essential that you have a long-term plan and a set of guidelines that inform your decision-making. In other words, think long-term, not get rich quick, and don't make decisions based on hot tips or financial talk shows. Now, to be a good steward, you also need to understand the various investment vehicles that may be available to you, such as a tax-advantaged 401k or 403b at your workplace. You also should learn about individual retirement accounts and how those can help you save for the future in a tax-smart way. A great resource that explains such accounts and many other things about being a good steward as an investor is the Sound Mind Investing Handbook by our friend Austin Pryor. It's been around for 30 years and has helped many, many people and listeners of this program in this area. One more thing, making your money grow for the future will involve some risk. That is the nature of investing. So the actual investments you choose should be appropriate for someone of your age and overall financial situation. Younger people can afford to take higher levels of risk than older people because younger folks have a lot of time to recover from market downturns. So to sum it up, invest with the motivation of being a good steward steward and take the time to learn what you need to know to invest wisely for the years to come. All right, I'm Rob West. Thanks for listening today. By the way, if you have a question about anything money related, we're as close as your phone. You can give us a call even now. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. By the way, if you haven't checked out our brand new website, you can do that right now. You'll find it online at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. How should we pray? That's a question that God's people have been asking since the beginning. But unlike many of the big questions in life, this one has been answered, and by Christ Himself. Remember how the Lord began what we know as the Lord's Prayer? It went like this. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. That's how we start. When we pray, we're going to our loving Father, not our angry judge. Jesus earned redemption for us, and so we have free access to God, just like a king's son can freely come into his dad's bedroom and ask for a drink of water. So use it. Go to your Father. Get daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Try it out at getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
This is the time where we all better be on our knees in front of our windows, where we better have the boldness to stand on the truth of God's word, where our allegiance better be to Him. Listen, He alone has an enduring kingdom. He alone makes promises and keeps them. God alone, nobody else.
Airing the Addisons, weekday afternoons at 2 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. That's my name. Taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. What are you thinking about today? It's time to turn the corner and let's talk about it. Again, 800-525-7000 with any financial question today. By the way, a quick thank you before we dive into your questions and more of our biblical financial content today. That thank you is for your participation in our pre-born campaign. That's right. Last week, we invited you to partner with us to make as many as 4,000 ultrasounds available to young moms who are considering an abortion, and we had an incredibly successful campaign. We're delighted for how you respond whenever a need is presented here on American Family Radio, and you certainly did that last week. So thank you in advance. By the way, the option to still give to this campaign is open through through tomorrow. And we'd love for you, if you missed out on that opportunity the last week, to jump on board at AFR.net. Again, AFR.net. Help us partner with Preborn Ministries to make ultrasounds available so moms can choose life. Again, AFR.net is how you can get on board. And if you did last week, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You know, today we're going to cover what God says about managing money. That's what we do each day on this program, recognizing we have a high calling as stewards of God's resources, and we want to be found faithful. But the practical day-to-day management of God's resources can sometimes trip us up. Maybe you've got some fear, some confusion, maybe some frustration, or even some guilt about how you've handled finances in the past, or you're just looking for the wise path forward as you try to be faithful with what God has entrusted to you. You know, at the core of our money management is an understanding that God owns it all, and therefore every spending decision is a spiritual decision. And then when we get beyond that, we need to put basic godly principles of managing His money in place, starting with spending less than we earn. By the way, if you're struggling with that, and I realize that's more difficult now than ever, given four-decade high inflation, we can help with that. Perhaps you need to check out the FaithFi app. You'll find it at our website, faithfi.com. Just click on the app tab, or you can search for FaithFi in your app store. This is the what I believe is the very best money management system out there. It uses Larry Burkett's tried and true envelope system, but in a digital, simple, and beautiful interface. Our team spent years developing it. It's constantly being improved, and I think it's the best tool on the market for you and your spouse to set up your spending plan, automatically download your transactions securely, automatically fund your envelopes every month out of your paycheck, and then at any point in the month, be able to see exactly where you stand in each of your budget categories. So think about those discretionary categories that often get away from you. That might be eating out or clothing or, you know, any number of other things. Maybe it's your saving that you're doing for a vacation or a new car purchase. You want to be able to see what's in each of these envelopes at any given time and in real time. Well, you can do that with the FaithFi app. Plus, you'll have access to the FaithFi community, where folks every day are posting questions, helping each other on their stewardship journeys, and access to all the best content, videos, and articles on biblical finance. It's all there for you. You'll, again, find out more, and you can download it when you head to our website, faithfi.com, and just click the app tab. All right, in just a moment, we're going to begin taking your calls and questions on anything financial, no matter what you're thinking about, whether it's your spending plan, maybe it's that long-term savings, or you're worried about that credit score, maybe you've got some old accounts, you're wondering how you get those off, or maybe just how to stay safe doing business, financial transactions online. Whatever you're thinking about today, give us a call at 800-525-7000. Let's knock out a couple of emails today. We receive emails every day from good friends like you at askrob@faithfi.com. This one comes from Noah, and he simply says, "My daughter is 9 years old. Rob, I was wondering, when is the right time and age to start saving for college for her, and what way should I use to get the most out of it? Maybe a normal savings account or a special college savings account?" And Noah, I love that you're asking this question. You know, it's never too early to start saving for college. And a great opportunity for you with a daughter at 9 years old would be to start putting that money away right now on a systematic basis. So you do your budget, do your giving, cover all of your expenses, hopefully have a little bit of margin left over. Let's make sure you've got that emergency fund and that you're funding retirement first. Remember, there are other ways to pay for college, grants, scholarships, hopefully not borrowing, but working on campus, working in the summers. There are ways to pay for college. There are not other ways to pay for retirement. So let's be systematically saving toward retirement. I recommend 10 to 15% of your pay going into your retirement account. But
Once those are covered, the emergency fund's in place, we're covering our expenses, we're saving for the long term, then I do think it's a great opportunity for you to build right into your plan something that systematically is going to be going into a college savings account. Now, what type of account should you use? Well, I like the 529 education savings plan. It may not be best for you to use the one in your state. Every state has one, and you don't have to use your state's plan. Here's why you might go elsewhere. Often, your state's plan is not the one that has the best historical investment performance, just in terms of the investments that are in the account and how they have performed over time. So how do you determine which 529 to use? Well, my favorite website for this is savingforcollege.com. Noah, you can go there, run through their calculators, answer a series of questions. Not only will they recommend the very best plan for you, the very best savings plan, but they will also help you determine how much you should be putting away based on your savings goal for your daughter with a thoughtful process. So I think the 529 is the best way to go, and I would start saving today. 800-525-7000. We're going to be taking your calls in just a moment with whatever you're thinking about financially today. Another quick email before our first break. Melanie writes, "My husband and I decided to study what the Bible says about money. I'm confused about the difference between surety and being an investor. Even the bank where we keep our money supports corrupt practices. We give to God what's his, and we pay our taxes to Caesar. But how can we invest God's money in the stock market in a godly way? Thank you." And Melanie, I love that you're studying what God's word says about managing money. There is a lot there. A couple of thoughts. One is, you mentioned this idea of surety. We certainly see warnings around this idea of surety. It's a principle found in God's word that we should be careful, not a biblical law, but a principle, which means if we violate it, there might be something on the other side of that that we're not thrilled with, that it could come back to harm us in some way. So we always want to heed God's word in every area of our life, and this is one of those principles we should heed. What is surety? Well, it's really borrowing without a sure way to repay. So it's presuming upon the future. And there's also connections between surety and co-signing. So the Bible is clearly warning against that, because when we presume upon the future, we don't have that sure way to repay. We're putting ourselves in a tough situation. So we want to avoid that. Now, what about investing in a way that honors the Lord? Well, there's a lot of great options on that now more than ever. Head to our website at faithfi.com and learn about some fun families like Eventide and Guidestone and One Ascent and others that are really investing in a way that honors the Lord and helps you avoid companies that are misaligned with your Christian values. All right, a quick break and then your questions. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Give us a call and we'll be right back.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches, and we're grateful for their sponsorship of the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at LitePointPortfolios.com.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Here at the AFA Foundation, we help families just like yours shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Chelsea Wildman.
We would love to work with you to see if a charitable gift annuity is right for your situation.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Why not reach out to the AFA Foundation team today?
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We want to put those two ideas together, recognizing that we should start with our faith and allow our values and priorities as believers to then inform the financial decisions we make. You know, we spend money every day in the background while you're doing whatever it is you're doing today. You're spending money. Your utilities are churning at home, and we're automating our savings and all of our bill payments and, you know, all the things that we have going on. And the question is, you know, the way we handle God's money is really a tangible way that we work out our faith, showing our trust in the Lord, showing that His provision is complete, and partnering with Him in our giving. I'll have a little bit more to say about that in just a moment. How should we support the Lord's work? If giving is such a big idea in Scripture, how should we think about our giving and what giving takes priority? I'll weigh in on that here in just a moment. The number to call today with your questions, 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today. Again, 800-525-7000 with any financial question. Whatever you're thinking about, I'd love to chat about it. All right, when it comes to our giving, you remember I said there's really some key things we need to do in handling God's money, starting with spending less than we earn, right? We need to live within God's provision, order our finances in such a way that we can live within our means. But we also want to give generously, because even before providing for our families, I think the invitation into God's grand generosity story is really what jumps off the page in the Scriptures. So if we're called to be generous people because God has been so generous to us, what does that look like? The Bible sets the standards for all kinds of giving, from volunteering to general charity to supporting the Lord's work within the church. But what kind of giving takes priority? Well, Colossians 1:16 says this. It says, "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him." So in light of God's complete ownership of everything you already have, what should your giving priorities be? Well, financial teacher and author Larry Burkett used to list three levels of giving, and I think this is really helpful. The first is financial support for the church, often called the tithe. We model the Old Testament principle of the tithe, giving a tenth of our increase. The second level is offerings, and the third level is sacrificial giving. So the tithe, offerings, and sacrificial giving. So we start our financial giving with the local church. The Bible emphasizes this responsibility in Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, it says. God's plan A was the local church, and so we begin there. How much should we give? Well, Deuteronomy 16:7 says, "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which He has given you." And then again in 1 Corinthians 16:2, "On the first day of the week, each of you should give aside a sum of money," or set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income. Setting aside money on the first day of the week means that your church giving should be set aside first before other expenses. So we're seeing here for this giving with your local church, a systematic giving. This is not spontaneous giving. There's a place for that. We'll get to it. But this is systematic giving in proportion to how God has prospered you, recognizing that all of it is His to begin with, and that we have an opportunity then to take a portion of what He's entrusted to us and give it back to Him. And that's how we start our giving. Now, the second level of giving that the late Larry Burkett talked about was this level of biblical giving that's called an offering. God will give you many opportunities to meet needs in your community and around the world. This giving is over and above your financial church giving and can involve money, but also time and talents, depending on the need. I think the key attitude here for our offerings is readiness. 1 Timothy 16:18 says, "Be rich in good works, be generous and ready to share." So we need to be ready to respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. After tithes and offerings, the third level of giving that we encounter in the scriptures is sacrificial giving. This is where you give up something you want in order to help someone in greater need. Now, Hebrews 13:16 puts it this way, "Do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." And then on a final note, it does matter how you give. You see, God sees your heart, and He loves a cheerful giver. God is pleased with your sacrifices when your heart is right. And the eternal benefits are significant. We don't need to miss that. That's clear in Scripture. You will be storing up treasures in heaven. So, what do we do with all that? Well, I think we want to make a commitment here in the new year, perhaps, to get our giving priorities straight. Start by supporting our local church according to our income, and then be ready to offer your extra time, talent, and treasure where it's needed. And then finally, look for opportunities to sacrifice, to give up, so you can meet the needs of others, and then give cheerfully. I think those are the big ideas. All right, let's head to the phones today. Iowa is where we're going to go first. 800-525-7000. By the way, if you have a question today, we have some lines open. Andrew, let us know how we can help you, sir.
Well, I got a couple of questions about retirement. I don't have a 401k. I went through a divorce, and we cashed all that out to pay off a bunch of debts and get through the divorce. Sold the home. I've been renting. I just gave up the apartment. And then I got sick, so I got some medical bills about back in 2017, and I've got all that paid off except for about $8,300, and I'll have that paid off in the next, I'd say 5 to 6 months, and then I will have no debts. The only payments I have will be in my life insurance policies, but I have no retirement. I don't own a home. I'm just going to be debt-free and start throwing money in the bank towards retirement, but I would like to get a home down in the future. So how can I make any of that happen?
Yeah, that's great. Well, I realize you've been through a difficult season here, Andrew, but it also sounds like you're coming out the other side of it. Sounds like you've really cleaned up some things. I love the fact that you're going to be debt-free. I know it's weighing on you that you don't have a lot of assets now, but this is an opportunity for us to leverage the working years ahead of you to build those assets. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll weigh in on all of that, and we can come up with a plan for you moving forward. 800-525-7000. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program.
Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
At Faith and Finance, we're on a mission to educate, equip, and connect you and many others with the powerful financial answers found in God's Word. We're working to meet people right where they are through national radio programs, our app, website, and other resources. If you've benefited from this program, would you consider becoming a monthly Faith and Finance patron? Check out all of the benefits of a Faith and Finance patron's membership at faithfi.com and click Give on the homepage.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions on anything financial. 800-525-7000. Coming up in our next segment, Bob Dahl stops by to give us a preview of the week ahead in the markets and the economy. We'll look forward to his insightful analysis. Just before the break, we were talking to Andrew in Iowa. He went through a challenging season, went through a divorce as a result of that, had to sell his home, had to take all of the retirement assets to pay down debt and take care of things in terms of distributing assets, according to the divorce settlement. And he's had some significant medical bills, but he's 5 to 6 months away from having those paid off, which will have him in a position where he's completely debt-free. But at 56, he's wanting to know, how do I build wealth for the future? And Andrew, I'm delighted that you've made so much progress. I think the key right now moving forward is margin. And that is being able to live modestly so you can free up as much margin on a monthly basis to fund your goals as you possibly can. You obviously have a good bit of margin, and that's how you've been able to pay off this debt so quickly, and that's great. I think the key is once it's paid off, there will be a weight that comes off of you. That's a good thing, but you don't want to let your lifestyle expenses increase and eat up any of that margin, because that's going to be critical in terms of building assets for the future. What do you think you have available once the debts are paid every month that you can use to save for the future?
Well, since I don't rent anymore, I drive a semi, so I basically live out of the truck. I got my kids out of high school and on with their life. That's why I just went back on the road to get this debt knocked out. So yeah. I make roughly $1,500 a week. It might be $1,800 one week, $1,300 the next week. But I don't have any living expenses other than feeding myself, paying my cell bill, and my life insurance and auto insurance. My car is a 2006. It's dependable. Doesn't look very pretty, but I've never really been materialistic at all. So.
Sure. Yeah. So you got a good bit there. I mean, I would imagine it sounds like you have $4,000 or $5,000 a month that you could put toward the future. Is that right?
Roughly. I'd say four should be pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the priority order of this is first to shore up what I call an emergency fund. And so I'd make sure you have at least
one for $5,000.
Okay, perfect. And then beyond that, you're self-employed, right? A 1099 contractor?
No, sir. I work for an employer.
Oh, okay. So you get a W-2.
So I have no overhead expenses, yes.
Got it. Okay. And what retirement options do they make available to you?
He's a small mom-and-pop trucking company, so he doesn't really have anything set. He has insurance and stuff like that's about it, and life insurance, but he doesn't offer any retirement.
Okay. All right. So you're going to need to do that all on your own. So there's a couple of options there. I mean, you would quickly, max out a Roth IRA. So you might want to look at something called an individual 401k. That's going to allow you to put away quite a bit more money on an annual basis, just so you can get more going toward retirement. And that's going to be key. So you could, do a search on that individual 401k. The key there is you want to get as much going into your retirement plan as possible on a tax favored basis. Over age 50, you can put in an additional $6,500. So you'd be able to do, I believe it's $28,000 this year into an individual K, which would allow you to put away quite a bit more. Once you reach that max, then you would be able to, take some additional funds and just save them in a taxable account. Are you looking to buy a place to live in anytime soon, or are you wanting to stay on the road at this point?
Well, by the time I'm 60, I'd want to have a place at least picked out, and I want to put a good chunk down because, I don't like debt. And I don't know if I should say this, guy. I've been going through the Dave Ramsey steps.
Yes.
That's how I've been. I got introduced to that by my son when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Because he saw me struggling. And so that's what's got me where I'm at, but I don't have a financial advisor or any direction on IRAs and stuff like that, how to use it. I just need to get the information on where I can get that information. Yeah, like, do you have that available on a website?
Sure. Yeah. So you want to do some financial planning, and I would just head to our website. You can go to faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com, and just click find a CKA. That stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. And then you could find one that you could connect with remotely, like through a video chat or something like that. You're going to want to do some planning, and then they can direct you on where to go in terms of setting up these investment accounts. You could also check out our friends at soundmindinvesting.org. One of the benefits of Sound Mind Investing is not only they've been around for a long time and they're all believers, but they have a way that you can work with them even when you're just starting out. The challenge is a lot of investment advisors will have minimums just based on the way their business is structured, where you need at least $100,000 in investment, sometimes $250,000 to get started, where at soundmindinvesting.org you can start with a lot less. So I'd probably head there, either connecting with a certified kingdom advisor or visiting with Sound Mind Investing. And I think the good news is here, because you've kept your expenses so low, Andrew, you've really put yourself in a great position to be able to save for the future and maximize this next decade or more that you are going to continue to work, and you'll have quite a nest egg for yourself down the road on top of Social Security. We appreciate your call today, sir. All the best to you. To Iowa we go. John, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Rob, for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, my wife and I have been very blessed to have saved up a nice little nest egg there, just turning 62, and contemplating on drawing Social Security early or delaying it, leaning more towards delaying it at this point, and withdrawing money out of, the Roth and simple IRA or traditional IRA account, to fund some income in addition to my wife's income. She needs to work, or she will work, another probably 9 or 10 years. She has the insurance. We have absolutely no expenses other than, your normal daily living expenses.
Sure.
But my concern is, making the right decision on the Social Security thing, because, obviously there's 24% gain if I waited till I was 70. Yeah. The crossover age is 76 or 78, if you collect early versus waiting. But then again, you hear all the rumors about Social Security going to run out of money, and if they don't, they may reduce the benefits by 20%. Well, if they did do that, you know, now what's the crossover age where I should have drawn it early? Is it 95, you know, or whatever? Yeah. Well, I don't plan on living that long, you know what I mean? So
sure.
That's what your thoughts were on
what
that.
Would you have to draw percentage-wise from the retirement accounts to make up that gap in what you need for your expenses? What would be your drawdown rate, do you know?
It would probably be 2%.
Okay. Yeah, I like that plan a lot because you're going to lock in an 8% increase every year you wait. The 2036 date where the trust fund's going to run out, even with the current income, they'd be able to pay 75% of benefits, but that's with no changes. There's going to be changes. It'll be either a delayed full retirement age or higher FICA taxes. I'm confident it's not going anywhere. It would be a political suicide for them to do that. So I would say if it were me, because of your small withdrawal rate, I'd supplement from your IRA and let that Social Security grow. I think that'll be a better option for you in the long term. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
Mom is a face washer, a coupon clipper, and a listening ear. She's a diaper changer, a laundry folder, and a mender of hearts. She's a master juggler of the jobs of the day. She's simply incredible and incredibly busy. At 1 Million Moms, we understand the hurried pace of the average mom. That's why we've made it so easy for you to take a stand against the trash that's in today's media. Visit 1millionmoms.com.
What do normal human beings want for a six-year-old?
Bishop E.W. Jackson.
To be loved, to be protected, to be shielded from some of the ugliness in the world. But you got these nutcases who want to push on a six-year-old that you are inherently evil because of the color of your skin.
Tune in to The Awakening, weekdays at noon Central on American Family Radio.
45,000. That's how many times Faith and Finance referred a listener to a certified Kingdom advisor last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking on the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org.
chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions. We've got a few lines open here in our final segment. What are you thinking about financially? Give us a call. We'll talk about it. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. Well, here at the start of a new week, we always take a moment here in this segment of the broadcast to check in with our good friend Bob Dahl. He's Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. He'll give us a preview of what's to come this week in the markets and economically speaking, always looking at new data. And Bob, green across the board today, so I guess we're off to a pretty good start.
Yes, we are. We had a down week in equities after a great start to the year last week, and now we're resuming the upside as investors are feeling good. Stocks are up 4% already year-to-date, as you know, Rob, and that's only been outdone by the fact that international markets are up 8% year-to-date. So
wow.
It's been a pretty good start as people are looking at the glasses half full.
Yeah, and we've been talking about your 10 predictions, Bob, and those are both right in the direction of what you were predicting. So all things being equal, you're off to a good start here with international outpacing, right?
Yes, we like to get a few right in January. It always gives us some momentum for the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I know you're out with your investment commentary today, Dahl's Deliberations for the week. Give us some of the highlights of what you're looking at and thinking about.
Yeah, what one is what we just mentioned, the international outperformance. What also is worth noting for people who are close to the markets is the stocks that did horribly last year are leading the parade this year and vice versa. Ah. So if you did really well last year and haven't changed your portfolio, you're probably lagging so far in January and the other way around, which is somewhat normal, but not to this degree. A lot of people call it the dash for trash. What was not good last year is the trash, and people buy into it in January, hope there's a reversal in momentum. That's a big factor going on in the market. Other factors, economy slowing. We're seeing lots of measures of that. Except the labor market. The labor market remains strong, both the number of jobs offered, the number of new jobs. We're hearing anecdotally, as you know, Rob, about lots of layoffs, but those layoffs tend to come in sectors like technology that employ a small percentage of the U.S. workforce. Yes. The bigger employers are doing okay.
Interesting. Bob, you're out with some comments this week about China, and I know we talked about those predictions a moment ago, and you said that India actually is the story this year in becoming the world's largest economy, but you made a comment about the decline in the Chinese population, really about the fears related to a demographic crisis. Give us that insight.
Yeah, so listeners will remember that the Chinese instituted a one-birth policy a few decades ago, and people didn't like it when it was started, but it became a way of life. And so while that's been lifted, lots of people in China are just having one child. And as a result, the population, more importantly for the economy, the workforce is shrinking. That's a problem China's going to face, and it's not unique to China. It's most acute in China. But much of the developed world will hit a peak in population, including the United States, sometime this century, and then populations will shrink, which is a real problem for growth of the economic growth of the planet.
Interesting. Well, we'll certainly continue to watch that, and we've got our own challenges here in terms of the demographics here at home. But you know, obviously, that has long-term implications to the global economic activity. Well, Bob, as we wrap up today, back to the data you're expecting this week. Obviously, what we want to see is a softening of the economy, because that's going to give the Fed perhaps some ammunition as we go forward, maybe not to be as aggressive. That's what everybody's been looking for. What's your latest thinking on this idea of a soft landing?
I think it's like threading a needle. Tough to do. Yeah. Remember, the Fed raised rates in 2022 at the second fastest pace in history. And the impact of what they did is still to be felt. So our economy, in my view, will undoubtedly slow. And I think a mild recession is probably more likely than a soft landing.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Bob, appreciate your insights, my friend. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you on next Monday.
Sounds great. Bye.
All right, Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more or sign up for his weekly investment commentary, Dahl's Deliberations, at crossmarkglobal.com. All right, here in our remaining moments today, we'll get to as many questions as we can. The number to call with your financial questions, 800-525-7000 to Arkansas. Hi, Sandra. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead. Hi, Sandra. Are you with us?
Sandra in Arizona is with you.
Arizona, I apologize. I was seeing
Not
Arkansas. Go right ahead.
Well, my husband and I have recently moved. We sold our home in one location and have moved to Arizona. We have the cash from the sale of our previous home that we don't know how to wisely invest and steward.
Okay.
We have it in CDs for the time being. We have no debt, and we're well set for our futures.
Great.
But we want to be faithful stewards.
Yeah.
So
very
do
good.
We just hold on to the cash until we see what is the what's on the horizon, or do we continue to invest? We're both in our 70s.
Okay. Yeah. So this money is really not earmarked for any specific purpose, Sandra?
No,
is that
sir.
Right? Okay. And what do you have roughly available that could be invested?
Probably 500,000.
Okay. And what are you all living on right now?
Our Social Security and my husband's retirement fund.
Okay. And the Social Security plus the retirement funds are enough to cover your expenses?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And talk to me.
We don't live very high.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'll tell you, living modestly and saving diligently, you're reaping the rewards from following biblical principles all these years, Sandra, because here you are in a great situation in your 70s. Your bills are covered. You've got a pretty big nest egg here after the sale of this home. You've got no debt. And, you know, you're now thinking about how do we honor the Lord in this season of life? Clearly, I would be looking for giving opportunities as the Lord leads, because, you know, being invited into his generosity story is one of the great opportunities that we have. So thinking strategically about how to approach that, I think, would be great. But in terms of putting this money to work, which we clearly see modeled in Scripture, and just practically, you know, the purchasing power of this money is being eroded. The CDs are helping, but given that inflation is higher than what you're getting in those CDs, you know, the purchasing power is eroding over time on that. And so one option would be to put it to work in an investment portfolio. The great news is that the market is down, so you could think about buying into the stock market at a discount. Doesn't mean you have to put it all in stocks, because if we went through another down leg here, and we could as we hit some sort of recession later this year, depending on how severe it is, you know, we wouldn't want it to be as volatile as the market. And we can kind of smooth out that volatility with an allocation to more conservative investments that would be dividend paying stocks, high quality corporate and government bonds, even CDs like you're doing right now, and then maybe a small portion in stocks that you might think of as more of the growth engine in the portfolio, and over maybe a 10-year period, because if the Lord tarries and you're in good health, you know, you all need this money to last decades, perhaps, or more. And at that point, you know, with whatever's left, it could be left as an inheritance or given to God's work, whatever you choose. But talk to me about that piece of it. Are you interested in taking perhaps a little bit of risk in order to get a better rate of return than you might get in guaranteed bank products?
Within reason, we're willing to do that.
We have within reason.
One in the duo who is very conservative, and one that's modestly conservative.
Okay.
So I think there's room for some of that. It's just knowing who, in whom to invest, so that it's responsible.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
And safe.
Yes, very good. Well, I think perhaps the next step is for you to visit with a couple of advisors who not only are very experienced and seasoned and have met high standards in character and competence, but also can bring a biblical approach to money management and investing. There is a fascinating and really growing segment of the investment landscape called faith-based investing, what's been known as biblically responsible investing as well, where you can avoid certain companies that are misaligned with your Christian values and even embrace other companies that are promoting human flourishing or even having a kingdom impact. So I think that might be an interesting next step for you, is to talk to a certified kingdom advisor. I'd interview maybe two or three, find the one that you and your husband are most comfortable with, and then move forward and deploy an investment strategy that meets your goals and objectives from a risk tolerance standpoint, so not too aggressive, but also where you're investing in companies that align appropriately with your values and convictions as a believer. And all of that is available today, which is really exciting. So what I would do, Sandra, is head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Click Find a CKA, and they're in Arizona or somewhere beyond that. Even if you wanted to connect remotely, you can find a certified kingdom advisor that can meet with you and your husband, perhaps several of them, and then find the one that's the best fit. Hopefully that's helpful to you. All the best in this exciting season of life. And thanks for your testimony today of following God's principles and managing his money and how that's all worked out for you. God bless you, Sandra. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. So thankful that you were along with us today. We covered a lot of ground. My team today is amazing. Couldn't do it without them. Jim Henry, Adam Suddeth, and grateful for Pat Montague as well. Thank you for being here. Hope you come back and join us tomorrow, and we'll do it all over again, Lord willing. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.